Hey there, Light Audio Recording fans. I hope you're doing well today. It's September 27th, 2018, and this is Ronan Fitzgerald from lightaudiorecording.com with episode 1 of the Light Audio Recording podcast, bringing you a 5-minute roundup of news from the past month of stuff that's relevant to Light Audio Recording. In this podcast, we look at artists directly uploading their music to Spotify rather than going through an aggregator, as well as other gear and tech-related news. The big news for everybody interested in the music industry and technology right now is, of course, Spotify. They're beta testing a function allowing people to directly upload music to the platform. Up until now, the only way for an independent or unsigned artist to get their music on Spotify is to go through an aggregator such as TuneCore, who of course want payment for their service. According to Spotify's blog from September 20th, the feature is being tested with a few hundred independent artists, but only in the US. Spotify told The Verge that they'll offer artists 50% of Spotify's net revenue and 100% of royalties for the songs they upload. So yay for the music artists! We'll be able to put our Light Audio recorded tracks on the world's most popular music platform as and when we feel like it, no matter how awful it might be. On September 15th, BandLab, a key company in Light Audio Recording, excitedly announced some new updates. The updates do seem geared towards the mobile iteration, so let's see what's up. First up, over on their recommended playlists, they've added the ability to seek within a track, meaning you can dip in and out of a track to see if you want to get involved with it. That's a mobile-only feature. Next, if you've been working on a track and want to share it with individuals rather than the whole world, you can now share your revisions privately. The feature they seem most excited about is text posts. Apparently, this has been highly requested and means that you can share things outside of BandLab creations that you publish. To me, that seems a lot like a Facebook post or a tweet. And finally, they've optimized their iPad version and improved the instrument's library on mobile. One of the core aspects of Light Audio Recording is, of course, Google's Chromebook. In a little under 2 weeks, on October 9th, Google has a major event where they're expected to announce some new products. Among those expectations, there's a Chromebook or two. Kevin Toefel from the website About Chromebooks suspects the unveiling of two new Chromebooks using the Pixelbook name. The Pixelbook is, of course, the Chromebook that Google designed and manufactured themselves, rather than letting Samsung or HP stick the Chrome OS in their models. The major design change is that it's going to really be a tablet, but with an attachable/detachable keyboard. In terms of Light Audio Recording, the first generation of Pixelbooks retailed at just under $1,000, so it isn't really in line with the affordable aspect of the endeavor. And honestly, I don't have enough of a following yet for anybody to lend me something that expensive to review. And finally, some news from SE Electronics. On the Light Audio Recording blog, their 2200A, a large diaphragm condenser microphone, is to date the go-to microphone of choice. In fact, it's recording this very podcast. On September 24th, news came through of a shiny new version of the mic, named, wait for it, the 2300. The 2300 seems to essentially be the 2200, but now with even more stuff. The main new stuff is the option of a figure 8 polar pattern, in addition to cardioid and omnidirectional choices. According to the Gear News website, it also claims a shorter signal path and new pad and filter options. More stuff does mean more money, and the 2300 retails at $399. So maybe be patient for 6 months and then get a mint used one from Reverb. And that's all I've got for you right now. I'll be back with another podcast next month with a roundup of the latest news for Light Audio Recordists. I hope you have a great weekend and that you have some fun recording your music. If you haven't already, subscribe to the Light Audio Recording blog at lightaudiorecording.com, where you can follow my exploration of recording music in a cheap, compact way. I'm Ronan Fitzgerald. That's it for episode 1, and I'll catch you next time.